Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samachay, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis. So yesterday's daf, the Gemara asked 3 Ibayas. Tamiroim were sitting around, Rav Nachman, Ula, Avimi Bar Papi, and Rav Chiya Bar Ami, and they declared 3 Shailas, all related to Hilchas Avodah Zarah, to the laws of Yayin Nesach. The third Shaila was, we know that a Yid cannot be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. A Goy can be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. The question was, what about a Ger Toishav? A Ger Toishav, which is a Yehudi that is not Oved Avodah Zarah, could he be Mevatel Avodah Zarah? Can he not? On the one hand, he's a guy, so maybe he should be able to. But then again, he's not an Oved Avodah Zarah, and maybe the whole yichus that the guy has that allows him to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah is the fact that he's an Oved Avodah Zarah. But being that this Ger Toishav took it upon himself not to be Oved Avodah Zarah, so it could be for that reason he would not have the ability to be Oved Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara said that even though there's no Mefurish Araya from a Mishnah, a Braisa, a Tosefta, but it could be we can make a Diuk in a Braisa, and from that Diuk we'll be able to be Poshet the Shaila. And the Gemara brought a long-winded Braisa that seems to be Exhibit A in terms of sitting down and learning and understanding exactly who the Ger Toshev was. The Bryson brought a 3-way machloikis, what exactly the definition of a Ger Toshev is, something we'll get back to later. According to Rav Meir, it's somebody that was mekabel not to be Oved Avodah Zarah. According to the Chachamim, it's a ben noach that was mekabel to keep all Sheva mitzvahs bnei noach. Acherim oimrim, a real chiddush, this is a Ben Noach that took upon himself to keep all the mitzvahs except the Nevela. Either way, the Braisa goes and mentions a whole bunch of halachas related to the Ger Toshav. And at the end, the Braisa said, Ulishar called Varov, as it relates to everything not mentioned in the Braisa, Harehu Koyv Kechavim, he has a din of a guy. So the Gemara said, Amayhocha, so what's that coming to be Marba? Lav the Mevatel Avodas Kechavim, Koyv Kechavim, perhaps it's coming to be Marba the Shaila. That Lishar called Varov, he has a din of a Benayach, meaning he does have the ability to be Oved Avodah Zarah. And that's where we left off. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, Lo, you have no Raya. Aye, what then does the Braisa mean when it says, Ulishar called Varov, Harehu Koyv Kechavim? It's related to a completely different halacha. It's actually related to a halacha not in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, but rather a halacha in Hilchas Erevin. And it's Litein Rishus Ulevatel Rishus. So we all know that Midai Raisa, when it comes to the Isser, the Melacha of Hoitzah, the Melacha that one is not allowed to carry on Shabbos. The definition of carrying means you're not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabin, from a Rishus HaRabin to a Rishus HaYochid, and there's Aloch L'moish Mishina, you're also not allowed to carry Dalet Amos in a Rishus HaRabin. But as it relates to Rishuyos, there's 2 Rishuyos Midday Rice. Something called a Rishus HaYochid, there's something called a Rishus HaRabin. You either fall into the box of one or the other. Midra Abodin, however, that's the Bryce in the beginning of Masech the Shabbos. There's 4 Rishuyos. There's also something called a Carmelis. There's also something called the Makom Ptor. But Midei Raisa, from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, any other Haitzah is also. One of the Chidushim that the Chachamim said in the Halachas of Haitzah, and this is Erevin 101, is that even within a Chatzar, that's all one Rishus HaYochid, being that there are many people that live and share that common area that is the Chatzar, one is not allowed to carry from his house to the Chatzar. Or one is not allowed to carry from his Rishus HaYochid to somebody else's Rishus HaYochid. Midei Raisa wouldn't be a problem. As long as you're not carrying from a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, there's no issues. The Rabbanu and Mechadish, you can't even carry from one person's Rishus HaYochid to another person's Rishus HaYochid. What then do you do if you live in a chatzah, if you live in a development? Make a Erev. It's what we know as Eruv HaChatzeres. You take a Suda, a box of matzahs, and you put it in one person's Rishus. Being that everybody has ownership in this box of matzahs, like everybody shares that Rishus, it's now not a bunch of individual Rishuyos, but we look at it as one big Rishus HaYochid. That's how this works. Now, in order for the Erev to work, you need every single member of the Chatzar to be Mishtatev. If one person's not Mishtatev, it knocks out the whole thing. What happens if after davening Friday night, they realize there was one person that wasn't Mishtatev? He was never Mishtatev in the Erev, so you can't now go home and give the guy $5, whoever's in charge, because that's not something you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So there's a special Kiddush that what the person could do is he could be mevatel his rishos. He could be mafgaret, so to speak. He's mevatel his rishos. I'm mevatel my rishos. I'm mafgaret to the oilam. So even though I wasn't mishtatev, but I'm no longer a balabas over here. That's what makes it work. What if a goy lives in a chatzar? Now, a goy can't be mevatel his rishos. The only way you can make an erev chatzeris if a goy is there is if the yidin rent the rishos from the guy. You have to sign some sort of lease, and that's how you circumvent the Erev Chatzeres problem. The reason that's the halacha, the Gemara says, because Chachamim didn't want Yidden to live amongst Goyim. So they figured that if it's going to be very difficult to make an Erev Chatzeres when you're living amongst Goyim, maybe that will discourage them from doing it. This is Perek Hadar, Masechtas Erevin. This is, again, Erevin 101. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, when this Braisa that's discussing the Ger Toshav, says that Ulushar called Varav Erev Chachavim, you know what it means? It means with regards to the halachas of Erev Chatzeres. Okay, the tiny, like the Braisa says, Yisrael Mummer, or Yisrael, that's a Mummer. That's a Yisrael that doesn't conduct himself like a Yisrael. Meshamesh about the Beshuk. If he keeps Shabbos Beshuk, meaning Bifar Hesya, he's a Shemesh Shabbos, then the halacha is, even though he's a Mechal Shabbos Betzina, it doesn't matter, Mevatel Rishos. He has an ability to be Mevatel his Rishos. She'ein Meshamesh about the Beshuk. If, however, he doesn't keep Shabbos Beshuk, he's a Mechal Shabbos Bifar Hesya, ein Mevatel Rishos, then he can't be Mevatel Rishos. Nesha Amru Yisrael, Noisin Rishos, Mevatel Rishos. A Yid has an ability to be Mevatel his Rishos. If he wasn't Meshtativ in the Erev Chatzeres, there's a way out by being Mevatel's Rishos, but a guy has to be Soicher. Ketzad had his Bittel Rishos work. He turns to the Chevra in the Chatzir and says, Rishusi Kenuyalach, Rishusi Mevutelislach. Kanov ein tzarchlisus. You don't even have to make a kinyan. But the bottom line is that you see that Yisrael can be nois and rishos and be mevatel rishos. A guy can't be nois and rishos and mevatel rishos. But rather, if he lives in the chater adshe yiskar, unless he leases out his property, his rishos, to one of the yidden, you can't make an erev chatzeres. When the Braisa says that the ger toishav lishar called varev is like a guy, it means with regards to this halacha. Which halacha? Adshe yiskar. You can't be mevatel's rishos. You would have to be soicher's rishos. Zokting more. Rav Yehuda once sent a gift to Avidrana. That was the name, Rashi says, of an Oved Avodah Zarah. And he sent it to him on the day of his Yontif. He said, he rationalized that even though this was the beginning of the Masechta, that you can't do business with them, you certainly can't send them a gift. But he said, I know Avidrana, I know Deloi Polach L'Avodah Zarah, he's not an Oved Avodah Zarah, and being that he's not an Oved Avodah Zarah, so Mimela, I have nothing to worry about. Why can't you give a gift? Why can't you transact? Why can't you do things with an Oved Avodah Zarah around the time of their Yontif? Because he's Azul Maida, or because he's a Lifnei Iver. But it's all related to the fact that this person's an Oved Avodah Zarah. So he said, Rav Yehuda did, I know Avidrana, and Gleipt and Gunish, he's not an Oved Avodah Zarah, I'm not worried about him. Mimela, he sent him to get freaked from Yaakov, so why did he send him a gift? I thought it was Yom Eidam. I thought it was a Chaga. So if it was a Chaga, and the person wasn't an Oved Avodah Zarah, so it could be he acted as if he believed, but really Rav Yehuda knew he didn't believe. But Rav Yaakov, and it says more Pashit, he says that culturally, even people that didn't participate in the Yontif, but they celebrated the Yontifs, like you have now, people send holiday gifts in the holiday season, the end of December, even if they don't necessarily believe in what Kratzmich stands for, but it became a cultural thing to do. So the right thing to do was to send a gift on that day, whether the person was a follower, he wasn't a follower, regardless, that's what Yehuda did. And he justified it by saying that the whole chash is related to the fact that the guy Moiv the Avodah Zarah, this Avidrana, he's not an Avodah Zarah. I'm only Rav Yosef, but Rav Yosef asked the kash. But Tanya, didn't we learn in a price? He said, Kol Shekibel Olav Fnei Gimel Chavim Shloi Lavid Avodah Kechavim. Meaning, in order for a guy to be deemed that he's not an Avodah Zarah, he has to make a Kabbalah, and it even has to be in front of three chaverim, right? This was the most lenient position of the three in how you define a ger toshav. But even that Tanner, that was Rav Meir, holds that you need to make a kabbalah and it has to be in front of three talmid chachamim. Avidrana probably never did that, but the Gemara says Kitanya hilach yosef. Rav Yehuda wasn't suggesting that Avidrana was a ger toshav. You're right. In order for a ben noach to get the status of a ger toshav, where you'll have the halacha that you have to be mechayim, you have to help man, as we're going to see later. The ger toshav has a whole shulchan aruch. For that and a chanami, you need a kabbalah and it has to be in front of gimel chaverim. Rav Yehuda wasn't suggesting that Avidrana had achieved that status. He was just saying, as it relates to the takana of lifnei edem shalev tikechavim, you have to be an Oved Avodah Zarah. Lamais Avidrana wasn't an Oved Avodah Zarah, and Chanami wasn't a ger toshav either. But the Gemara says, "V'amar Rabbi Barachanim Rabbi Yechav ger toshav shavral v'du beis chadish leimol hareu kemin shalev tikechavim." If a ger toshav, so he went through the process of gerus. Which gerus? The ger toshav gerus. So he became a ger toshav. 12 months passed, and he didn't become a full Yid. So Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Ger Toshav, he loses the status of a Ger Toshav. Meaning the whole idea of Ger Toshav is it's a stepping stool towards real Geiris. But if a Ger Toshav does his thing, He's makabel with all his greater kabbalas. But then 12 months pass and he doesn't finish the deal. He doesn't become a yid. So the halacha is it unwinds everything. So the Gemara is saying, what do you see from there? That even a person who makes up his mind he's not going to be Oved Avodah Zarah. But if Yud Beis Chodesh passed from there and he doesn't become a Yid, it's a simin that his Kabbalah wasn't a real Kabbalah. So if Avedrona never became a Yid, shouldn't that be a sign that he never really gave up his Avodah Zarah? The Gemara says, no, absolutely not. Hasam k'gon shekibul alav lama v'leimo. Even a Ger Toshav, the only time Rabbi Yochanan said that if Yud Beis Chodesh passed and he doesn't become a Yid, he doesn't become a Ger Tzedek, he's not a Ger Toshav anymore, that's if he had initially said that I want to become a Ger Tzedek, but I'm going to do it in Shlavim. I'm going to do it in steps. First, I'm going to become a Ger Tzedek. He was Mekabel at some point to become a Ger Tzedek, and then I'll be a Ger Tzedek. So then we say that if he didn't become a Ger Tzedek, Huvra Adav L'Mafreya, that he has Charata on everything that he just embarked upon, and he loses his status even as a Ger Toshav. But Stam in the Veltar, there's no halacha that a Ger Toshav needs to become a Ger Tzedek, and there's no halacha that if a person says that he's not an Oved Avodah Zarah and you don't see him becoming a Yid, that's a sign that really he is an Oved Avodah Zarah. Rava, Amti Le Kurban Olivar Sheshach. So we mentioned that Rav Yehuda sent a gift to Avedrona B'Yomedam. Rava did the same thing. He sent a gift to Bar Sheshach, who was also an Oved Avodah Zarah, and he sent it to him also on his Chaga Omar. And Rava used the same rationale. Yodana Beit Lopolach L'Avodah Zkechavim. I know that Bar Sheshach is not an Oved Avodah Zarah. Thus, the sugis in the beginning of Masechta Zavodah the Zorah are not applicable to him. Azal, the Gemara says, when Rava delivered the gift to Bar Sheshach, so he sees Bar Sheshach, the Yosef Atzavori Bevardo. He was sitting in a bath of rose petals, literally up to his neck. The Kaimen Zoinois Arumois Kame. And there were Zoinois that were Arumois that were standing next to Bar Sheshach. Amalei, so Bar Sheshach tells Rava, Istachu Kehai Gavno La'almodasi, do you have any pleasure in the next world that could compare to the Hanah that I'm having right now? Amalesa, Rava told him, Didon Adifa Tve Mihai. What we have in the next world is much better than what you have. Amalei, Tve Mihai, Mihavi, it's not possible to have anything better than what I'm experiencing. Amalesa, he told him, I'll tell you why it's possible. Atun Iko Laichu Imasoda Malchusa. As good as you have it right now, but in a moment you could lose everything because the government could come after you. Something can happen that's going to make your entire everything topple. Anan lo tahavi alon imus od malchusa. But we're in the next world. We're going to have hana. But not only are we going to have hana, we're not going to have any fear that maybe we're going to lose it. It's going to be eternal with a tremendous level of yishavadas. Oilam hazeh, even a person that reaches the pinnacle, but he also knows that in a moment he can lose everything. Rava's muscle was the malchus could take it away from him. A person's health, anything, a person understands, doesn't matter how big a balgaiva you are, that as human beings, we're all vulnerable. And that's what Rava was trying to say, that in Olam Haba, the Hana is going to be so intense, not only in terms of the etzim gishmak, but also this fact that you're not going to have to live with the fear that maybe you're going to lose everything. So the Gemara says, he told him back, Bar Sheshach did, listen, I understand what you're trying to say, Rava. There are people that maybe have to be concerned that the Malchus is going to come and take everything away. But you know me, I know people, I've paid enough people off during the course of my lifetime that I'm safe. So the Gemara says, Ad Yosfi, as Bar Sheshach finishes his sentence, Asahu Pristika the Malka, a Shliach came from Rome, they told him, Kum, I don't know if this was Rome, the Kabbalah Malka, they want you, the king is asking for you. So the Gemara says, Kinaf of Azal, as he was walking out, Amalei told him, Eina the Baila Mechsalachu Bishuza Tifka. He was so impressed with Rava. This was prophetic, what Rava had said. It was just remarkable, the coincidence of how this all played out. So Bashechach was very impressed. He tells Rava that any person who lays a bad eye on you, may that eye pop out. Meaning he was being a shabeach Rava and giving him a bracha almost. That anyone that tries to harm you, something bad should happen. And the mashal he used was Eina, the eye. The boyle mechsa l'chub b'shusa that wants to give you an eye in horror, so to speak. Tifka, amalei Rava, amen. Amen. So that's scary. What happened as he says that Barsheshach's eye? Something big happened to that. That was the end of Bar Sheshach. Rapapi heard this story, and he said he was very bothered. He said that Rava was almost okay with what Bar Sheshach was saying. I mean, Bar Sheshach is in this bath, and the zoinois arumois, and he says, do you have anything like this in the next world? And Rava says, yeah, we have the same thing in the next world, and ours is even better. You know why it's better? Because we don't even have to have the fear that maybe we're going to lose everything. You do, as Rapapi said, l'chura, what Rava should have said was that you think this is gishmak, and he should have quoted a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, benois malachim bik roisecha nitzva, that if you're going to sit amongst the benois malachim, realize that shegali mincha bekesam oifer, that your wife, a person that has a dedicated wife and has a good, loyal marriage, it's a lot more chashiv than all these zaynes arumois. Why didn't he quote that pasuk? He should have told him, Bar Sheshach, you're not fully understanding the value of a good marriage if you think that this is the greatest thing in the world. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, but Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said that Ibayle the Memrele Lachura, what Rava really should have said was, you think this is our Olam Haba? You want to know what our Olam Haba is? Ayin Le Ross, Oli Kimzu Asecha, Yasil Machakalai. Should have quoted Perek Chelek and talk about what our Olam Haba really is. It's so much greater than this fleeting Hana that Bar Sheshach was having. Either way, we return to our Mishnah. So the Mishnah was discussing a halacha. Hasaychar is a poil. Somebody hires a poil, Lassasim of Yayin Esach, and he hired him to do work with Yayin Esach. So what was the halacha? Scharayas, Yayin Esach is Asa Bahana. The work, the wages that a person earns working with Yayin Esach is Aser Bahana as well. Then the Mishnah said, Sochrei Lassos Imay Melach Acher. What if the person was hired to do some other work? Abba Bishamala, even if afterwards he tells him, Haver Lichavish Al Yayin Esach Yimachim Lamachim, so a person was hired to do work in his house. And then the employer asks this pile that he hired, he said, you know, will you move this Yayin Esach from place to place? So then the halacha is that even though he technically did work with the Yayin Esach, but it sounds like from the Mishnah that being that he wasn't hired for that purpose, Schare Mutta, you're not going to have the halacha of Schare Yos. Zok to Gemara. It sounds like, even if the pile did the work with the Yayin Esach between 9 to 5, he did it during the working hours that he's getting paid for, still the halacha is Schare Mutta. For a minute, I'll ask you a cash. Somebody hires a pile, and at night, meaning after he finished working, Amalei, he told him, it sounds like time Amalei Li Tu Seyerev. The only reason Schare is Mutter is because he told him after 5 o'clock, meaning after he finished working. But it sounds like if he had asked him to do it during the day, it would have been a problem. So for the price, it sounds like the only time it's going to be mutter is if it was Letusei Erev. The Mishnah doesn't seem to say that. Amar Abaya. So Abaya said, you have to say that even though the Mishnah doesn't say it, the Mishnah means Letusei Erev. If somebody hires a worker to do work in his house, and then he asks him, during the time that he's doing work, by the way, can you move this chavis of Yayin Esach mimakim lamakim? Schari would be awesome. The Mishnah that says Schari Mutter when he wasn't hired to do work with the Yayin Esach is discussing Dafka, where the work that the Poyel did with the Yayin Esach was after he finished doing the work in the house. So he was hired, let's say, by the hour, 9 to 5, and 5 o'clock, as he finishes working, meaning he did the work that he had agreed to do, he's getting paid for that work that he's already done. Now he says, by the way, could you be maver lichavis mimakim lamakim? So the halach is, it's only in that case that it's going to be okay. Rava, my Rava says, a different teretz. Then no, maybe really the loikasha. Hada amalei haveli mea chavis b'mea prutas. Hada amalei haveli chavis b'pruta. The Mishnah that says that it's okay to get paid for the work that you're doing, as long as you aren't hired only to do Yayin Esach, that's talking about where the arrangement was, Haverli Meya Chavios, Chavis Pepruta, where he told him that I want you to move 100 Chavios for me, and I'm going to pay you 100 Prutas for the 100 Chavios that you're going to carry for me, that you're going to transport for me. In that case, the halacha is that if there's a little bit of Yayin Esach, Schare Mutter, everything else is going to be mutter. Meaning, the way Rava understood, it's pashut even in the Mishnah, that the little bit of work that this poyel did with the Yayin Esach is going to be awesome. There's no tzad that that's going to be mutter. The only time it would ever be mutter is like the Braisa says, Le'itusei Erev. The Mishnah's not discussing Le'itusei Erev. Abaya said the Mishnah means Le'itusei Erev. Rava wasn't comfortable with that. Rava said the Mishnah's not discussing Le'itusei Erev. I in the Mishnah, it's mavur that even during work hours, schari mutter, it doesn't mean the work that the poyel did with the actual Yayin Esach. It means the other work. What's the Havamina? Because if the employer would tell the employee, I'm going to give you $100 to move the 100 chavias, If one of them was Yayin Esech, everything is going to be a problem. The reason everything is going to be a problem is because some of the schar is aser, and that schar is now in a taruvos with all the schar that's mutter. Memelo, because of the taruvos, everything is going to be aser. Because you can't have anah from any of the schar, because maybe this is the schar that's related to this chavis. When is it mutter? If he says, I'll give you $100 to carry 100 chavis, and then he says specifically one chavis, per pruta. So then already you have a right to allocate. Then you could say it was understood clearly it's not 100 for 100, but rather it's 1 for 1. So even though, let's say one of them or 10 of them was the Ayin Esech, so you know 10% of the money that you're getting is a problem, but the 90% of the money that you're getting is really going to be okay. So the reason in the Mishnah it's mutter, even though it's not Letusa Yerif, I from the price, it sounds like it would have to be Letusa Yerif, because Hacha b'mayaskina, where you use that language. And Vatanya, the Gemara says, b'nichusa, a price that says that clearly. If somebody hires a poil, they have a l'meya chaviyos, b'meya prutois, v'nimtzes chavish, if he says carry 100 chavias for 100 prutois, and then he found out afterwards that there was a chavis of Yayin Esech, everything is going to be aser, because it's one payment for all the work, and some of the work was aser, because any work that you do with Yayin Esech is off limits, but everything is going to be aser. If he said chavis per pruta, he clearly specified it's not 100 for all the work, but for each chavis, it's a pruta. What does it mean? Scharei mutter. You have to remove pro rata the amount of chavis of Yayin Nesach that you carried, because that money is in fact aser. When the Mishnah said scharei mutter, it didn't mean that the work that you did for the Yayin Nesach is mutter. The work that you did for the Yayin Nesach is really going to be aser. What then does scharei mutter mean? The rest of the money is going to be mutter. So when you read the Mishnah at first glance, it sounds like there is a hechatimtzah where you could do work with Yayin Nesach. You're technically getting paid for the work that you did with the Yayin Nesach, and schar is going to be mutter. Is that true? According to Abaya, the answer is it's not so simple. According to Abaya, the Mishnah is talking about where you did it after work hours, Litusayera, but Ed Chanami, had you done it between 9 and 5, it would have been a problem. Rav agrees with that halacha. That's a mefurish b'raisa of that halacha. But Rav says not what the Mishnah meant. The Mishnah meant scharei mutter, that if you did work with the Yayin Nesach and non-Yayin Nesach, the schar that you're getting paid for the non-Yayin Nesach will be mutter if it was worded properly. But if it wasn't worded properly, if you did work for Yayin Nesach and non-Yayin Nesach, even the work you did with the non-Yayin Nesach is going to be aser. Say for the price it was, somebody hires or rents a chamar, a donkey, and he rented it with the purpose of carrying Yayin Esech. So the halacha is the owner of the donkey can't have anah from the Yayin Esech. If he rented the donkey leishev aleh for whatever, not for Yayin Esech, and then he put Yayin Esech on top of it, then the halacha is schara mutter. So the Gemara says, "Asoicher esachamar lahavi aleh Yayin Esech schara yasra asul amali." Hainu reish, isn't that the reish? What's the difference between the reish? The reish was asoicher esapoil. The seif is asoicher esachamar, but it's the same idea, it's the same punchline. The point is that you're not allowed to benefit from wages that you earned related to Yayin Esech. So the Gemara says, "Seif it's trichle." The chiddush of the safe of the Mishnah is the safer of the safe of the Mishnah. That is Sachar Leishav Aleh. If you rented the donkey just to sit on it, even if the guy afterwards put barrels of wine on it, Scharei Mutter, it's still going to be Mutter. So the Gemara says, Lememra Delogin Lav Dinu Lesuve. Why is it Mutter if somebody rents a donkey and then afterwards he decides that he wants to put Yayin Esach on it? So the guy initially didn't rent it for that purpose, but he did it on his own. He paid the yid for his services. By the way, in the day, when a person rented a donkey, very often the driver came along with it. So a yid, he owned a donkey. What did he do for a living? He used to take people. So, and as we'll see later, that's the case in the Mishnah. So he goes now, he rents this donkey. This Yiddish driver is going to take him, and he decides that he's going to put his wine on top of it. So the Mishnah says, in that case, scharei mutter, the yid is allowed to benefit from the money that he got from the donkey. It sounds like the reason he's allowed to benefit for it is because really the guy wasn't supposed to put his wine on it. Meaning, if the guy was allowed to put his wine on it, it's in the contract, it's in that lease agreement, it's something that he's allowed to do, then Bukhuri's paying him for it. If he's paying him for it, then it should be Scharios. It sounds like the only reason it's mutter is because he's not allowed to put the wine on it. Then once I ask you a kasha, if somebody rents a donkey, soicher, the renter, meaning the person sitting in the back of the car, he's allowed to put his beged on the donkey. Ulegi nasai mefurish. He could put his wine on it. Umezay noisav shal oisay haderech, and all the food that he's going to need for the trip that he's taking. Mikan va'elach, anything beyond that he wants to put on the donkey, chamar ma'akiv olav. The driver of the donkey could be ma'akiv. He says, no, you don't have rishus to do that. Chamar, what could the driver put on the donkey? He also needs to carry some luggage with him. So meniach ala sa'irim, he could put barley, v'teven and straw. Umezay noisav shal oisay yoy, and the food that he's going to need for that day. Not for the entire trip, but only for that day. If he wants to bring anything else, the soicher could be makiv. What do you see from here? You see from here that the soicher has a right to put the legina. So I mean, it was understood when you rented the donkey, he's going to put his wine there. So you lent it to, you leased it out to a guy. It was understood the guy is going to take his wine. It's one of the rights that you have as a renter. So why now, all of a sudden, are we saying, oh, you could benefit from this money because it wasn't what you rented it to him for. It's not true. This is a mefurish b'raisa. This is something, it's in the agreement. It is something you're allowed to do. It's true. The renter has a right to put his wine on the donkey. But let's say he doesn't. Let's say he decides he doesn't want to carry any wine with him, or he doesn't put the wine on the donkey. He's going to carry it in his hand. Could he deduct from the price? Of course he can't deduct from the price. You see that he's not paying him for the legina. He's not paying him for that purpose. So the resha of the seif of the Mishnah was where he said specifically, I need a donkey to carry my INS. That's what you're renting it for. But if a person rents it, leish shevaleo, even though he has a schus, he has a right to put wine on it, but that wasn't his kivon, and he's not going to get any rebate, any deduction if he decides not to later put the legina on top of the donkey. So for that reason, schar is going to be mutter. But the one says, hey, chidami, what's going on over here? We said that the renter has a right to carry food with him, put it on the donkey. How much food? The chamar could only take mizaynoisav shaloyseyayon. Mara says, manavshach, id the shchiach lemizban chamar nami la'akiv. And id the loy shchiach lemizban soicher nami la'akiv. Why does the soicher have more rights than the chamar? Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, loy tzricho the shchiach lemitzrich ulemizban miavna la'avna. We're talking about a case where it was going to be a little hard to find food during the course of this trip. Meaning, there's food to find, but it's going to be a little hard to find food. Chamar, the driver, darki lemitzrich ulemizben, this is what he does for a living. He travels from place to place. He knows how to give zechanetza. So being that it's darki lemizben, we allow him to take food for that day. But more than that day, the soicher could be ma'akif. Soicher, however, lav darki lemitzrich. He's a fine schmacker. He's sitting in the back of the car. He's not used to doing this. This is not something he knows how to necessarily give zechanetza. So we tell this yid, you know what? You can take all your food. You can have everything you need. You can have food for the next month. Gizit the height. Chalila, you want to get yourself dirty. Everything is going to be okay. So the chamar, who couldn't figure it out for himself, halachically, we're a little tougher with him. The guy in the back, we're a little bit more sensitive to him. Zok de Gemara, Avua de Rav Acha Brei de Ravika, the father of Rav Acha Brei de Ravika, also known as Ravika, had the shafik luchamer levdei kechavim. He used to sell wine to oivdei kechavim. Va'ozo ma'abra luhu ma'avra. And not just that, he had a service. It was called free delivery. So he would cross the nahar that was necessary to deliver the wine that he was delivering. And in exchange for that, the people would allow him to keep the chavias. So the background to this story and to the halachas that are going to come from this story is that once upon a time, Rashi quotes a Gemara in Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Perek HaMafkid, if somebody would sell wine, the chavis, the barrels, the casks that the wine were stored in would come along with the sale. So, meaning you didn't have to come with your own jugs to buy the wine. The chavis itself would be something that the lekeach would have a schusin. Rav Acha bereid de Rav Ika's father, meaning Rav Ika, when he sold wine, he offered this service of delivery. And because he offered delivery, the buyers would tell Rav Ika, you know what, in exchange for the fact that you're delivering the wine for us, we'll allow you to keep the chavis. So, havashafach luchamer lo'evdei kechavim. So what he would do essentially is now, he wouldn't deliver the wine in the chavis because he was keeping the chavis. So the goyim would come, they would bring their noidos, their leather flasks, he would pour the wine into their leather flasks, he would deliver it, because that was the service that he was providing, but he was able to keep the chavias. Also, I'm related to Abaya. They came and they told Abaya what's going on. Meaning, is this okay or is this not okay? So Abaya said, I don't see a major issue over here. Meaning, the first thing, Lechura, that you can argue is that if the buyers, many of them were non-Jews, are coming, right? If they're coming with their leather flasks, it could be there's a little bit of wine on the bottom of their flasks, which means that when Rav Ika, Avud Rav Acha, Brei Rav Ika, pours wine into these flasks, the wine that he's pouring, which is kosher wine, is mixing together with the Yayin Nesach. So now all of a sudden you have Yayin Nesach. If you have Yayin Nesach, you're doing work with Yayin Nesach, and you're getting paid for it. Right, he's running a business over here. So they told him, Amaleki Katarach, but Abai said that's not an issue, Beteru Katarach. Because when does it become Yayin Nesach? It becomes Yayin Nesach after it gets poured into the flask. So being that it's only when it gets to the bottom, but the work that he did is the pouring, and he never worked with Yayin Nesach. The net result is it's going to end up being Yayin Nesach. Okay, that has nothing to do with him. But Lameisa, when he did his work, it's not an issue. Okay, so that wasn't an issue. But then they followed up. The Kanoim did, and they told Abai, I have another problem with what he's doing. But Reitze B'Kiyumai, isn't he a Reitze B'Kiyumai? Because what would happen if something happened to the flasks of the Evdei Kechavim? They would have no way of taking the wine back home. What would they do? They would say, we need the Chavis. So I'm very happy to give you the Chavis, Ravika. But Lamais, I need it. Why do I need it? Because I don't have my flask. So it comes out that Ravika is thinking the whole time, the flask better not implode. It better stay intact. Because if it doesn't stay intact, I'm going to have to give up my chavis. So he's a reitzer b'kiyumai. So he doloi nitzru ziki, that nothing should happen to the flask. The Gemara says, the masni ba'adayah. Ravika had a contract, told him very, very clearly. He said, listen, even if something happens to your flasks, I'm going to offer you the service. I'm keeping the chavis. So he didn't have to be reitzer b'kiyumai at that point. Inami, the maisi pristiki ba'adayah. They used to bring like a backup flask because they understood that this could happen. It's easier to transport wine in a chavis. So they knew there would always be a backup. But then he said, finally, last question. The pouring of the wine, all the work that Rav Ika did up to that point wasn't an issue because it didn't become Yayin Nesach until it got to the bottom of the flask. He's not a Reitz of the Kiyuma, the Gemara addressed that. But when he transported, when he took the wine and he crossed the Nahar with it, the free delivery, quote unquote, that he really got paid for, because that's why he's able to keep the chavis. Look at that work already he's doing with Yayin Esach. Because if there's a little bit of Yayin on the bottom of the Neidoy Shalev Dekin Chavin that was now in Asarav with Ravika's wine, shouldn't that be a problem? So the Gemara says, the Amalei Lemavru Meikara. What happened was he didn't do the work himself. He himself didn't carry it. Rashi says he was somehow a balabas of the Nar, whatever that means, Rav Ika Resh Nahara Hava. And he had in with all the captains of the ships, and he used to tell the captains what to do, but he himself wasn't doing it. Being that he himself wasn't doing it, it's not considered that he's doing work with the Yayin Nesach, and you don't have the halach of Schar Yasser. What did he tell them? So Rashi says, he told them that L'mavru Meikara, a few days earlier, he said, listen, I'm telling you, during the course of the week, or month, or year, people are going to be coming, and they're going to tell you that, you know, I bought wine for Rav Ika, let them go for free. But being that he did it, Me'ikara, Rashi says, and he himself didn't do it, therefore it wasn't a problem. Inami Nakita Be Kitri, or he didn't tell them that which people were going to be coming, but he gave them a simon that the captain should know who it was. Either way, he did it like with some level of remiza, and he himself wasn't the one that did it. The combination of those two factors, that's what allowed this to happen. So before we go weiter and we start the next Mishnah, which is really the next sugya, a very, very intense sugya. So the sugyas of taruvos that are in the end of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, so we're getting pretty close to the end. Coming up right now, it's going to begin with this Mishnah that we're about to learn, Daf Samachei Amud Beis. But we've learned a little bit about a Ger Toshav. And the Gemara brought the Braisa, the Izeo Ger Toshav. Three sheet is exactly what a Ger Toshav is. So just a little bit of festerade as it relates to a Ger Toshav. So the Gemara brought a Braisa. What's the definition of a Ger Toshav? Rameir says, a Ger Toshav is Kol Shekibel Olav, Bifnei Gimel Chaverim, he's a Ben Noach, but he was Mekabel in front of three Talmidei Chachavim that he shall not worship Avodah Zarah. So he was Mekabel not to be Avodah Zarah. And he did it in front of three Talmidei Chachamim. The Chachamim say, that's not enough to be a Ger Toshav. In order to be a Ger Toshav, you have to be Mekabel, also in front of Gimel Chaverim, to keep all Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Acherim Aymrim, a very Mechudish Degev Shad. This is someone that's Mekabel to keep 612 Mitzvahs. He's almost like a Ger Tzedek, but he's not, because a Ger Tzedek that leaves out one mitzvah is not a Ger Tzedek. That's what he did. So he was mekabel all the mitzvahs, with the exception of the mitzvah of Nevela. He decides that he is going to continue to eat Nevelas. So what's the halacha? Who do we paskin like? The Rambam, in a few places, just to mention one, in the end of the 10th parak of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, says the Rambam, the imkibel all of Sheva Mitzvahs, he's talking about a Ben Noach. He says if the Ben Noach was Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs, I raise a Ger Toshav. He has a din of a Ger Toshav. And the Rambam says, V'ein Mekabel Ger Toshav, Elo Bezman Shal Yevel Noach. Avul Bezman Shal So the Rambam says two things. Number one, the definition of Ger Toshav is if Ben Noach is mekabel all of the Sheva Mitzvahs. He paskins like the Chacham, which makes sense. Not like Rameir, who's a Yochid, and not like Acherim, that's a Yochid. But rather, the Rambam paskins like the Chacham. He has to be mekabel all Sheva Mitzvahs. And then the Rambam says that the reason most people never heard of a Ger Toshav, or we're not familiar, we don't know any Ger Toshav, is because the Rambam says there's no such thing as a Ger Toshav bizman hazeh. That it's dafke bizman sheyevel noyeg, not bizman sheyevel noyeg. The Ravid argues, but either way, the Rambam paskin like the Chachamim that the definition of a ger toishav is someone that was mekabel all sheva mitzvahs bnei nayach. Rashi in two places in his Pirush al Torah. First time is in Parshas Bahar. The context over there is the mitzvah of ribbis. The pasuk says v'chiyomu chachicha, if your brother is going to be poor, umata yaday imach v'chzaktaba, you should be mechazik him, you should help him out. Ger v'toishav v'chay imach, you should be mechazik him even if he's a ger toishav. Zok Rashi. Afim hu ger oy toishav. Veiz oy toishav. What's the definition of a ger toishav? Kol shekibel olav shloi lavid avidazar. A person that was mekabel not to be oyved avidazar v'oichel neveilois. You hear Rashi? Rashi says the definition of a ger toshav is he was mekabel not to be oivid avodah zarah, but at the same time he's an oichel nevelos. Rashi says the same exact thing in Parshas Re. The context over there is lo yisoichel kol nevelo. You're not allowed to eat nevelo. What do you do with the nevelo? La ger asher b'sharecha titena v'achol. You're supposed to give it to the ger. Which ger? Not the ger tzedek. He's a yid. He can't eat nevelo. Zok Rashi. What does it mean? La ger asher b'sharecha la ger toshav. Who's a ger toishav? Sheki be'lolov shloi lavid avodah zarah. It's someone that was mekabel not to be oved avodah zarah, but va'oichel nevelos. So Rashi seems to be grabbing onto the rope from both ends. We had a mandomer that says a ger toishav is not to be oved avodah zarah. Then we had a mandomer that says he was mekabel all sheva mitzvahs. And then we had a third shita, he was mekabel all the mitzvahs with the exception of nevelo. Rashi's giving me like the two extremes. Rashi's saying he was mekabel only shaloi lavid avodah zarah, but at the same time, he's still oichel nevelos. I mean, if he was only mekabel shaloi lavid avodah zarah, it sounds like he's doing, even the sheva mitzvahs maybe he's violating. The point is, he was mekabel shaloi lavid avodah zarah. So what's Rashi being moisif? That is, he's an oichel nevelos. So divrei Rashi, Srichem Beer, Rashi says the same thing in his Pirush al Hashas many times, but either way, the Rambam seems to paskin that he was mekabel all sheva mitzvahs bnei nayach. Rashi says, shaloi lavid avodah zarah, but at the same time, he's an oichel nevelos. But there's a very fundamental issue that needs to be resolved in order to properly understand the ger toshav. The Prisker Rav in Sefer, in his Michtavos, it's the very last piece in the Griz Halaramam. Turn to the very, very last page. This is the last shtickle. He was responding to a letter that somebody wrote him, trying to understand from a Lundus perspective exactly how the Ger Toshav works. And one of the issues, the one that we'll speak out this morning, that the Brisker Rav is grappling with, is that this idea that a Ben Noach, who's Mekabel, Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, he now gets a new status, he becomes a Ger Toshav. And the Rav was mooching a little bit that to the extent that a Ben Noach is anyways Mechuyav to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, so what's this Kabbalah? The Kabbalah Mazoisa. It makes sense that you're Mekabel something that you're not anyways obligated to do. A person wakes up in the morning, I'm making a Kabbalah, I'm going to keep tefillin. What does that mean? You're a Mushbevo Emet Marasina. You anyways have to keep tefillin. You can make a Neder, you can make a Shvua, Neder God another little case row, but that's only if you're doing something that you're not anyways Mechuyev to do. A Kabbalah passes for something that you're not obligated to do. So what does this mean? That a Ger Toshav, who's Mekabel, according to the Chachamim, the Rambam's Psak, the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, he now gets this new status. He's a Ger Toshav, not a Ger Tzedek, he's a Ger Toshav. L'chura, to the extent that he's anyways Mechuyev to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, thus passed this Kabbalah. And the Brisker Rav, Betuf Tam, it's Kedai to see it inside, but the Brisker Rav, just this one excerpt says, the Bir Advarim is based on a Gemara that we've learned together many, many times. Most recently, at the very beginning of the Masechta, on that Beis Amid Beis and Masechta Savoyda Zara, the Gemara says, Tani Rav Yosef, the Pasuk says, Omad Vayimoydeid Eretz, Ra Vayater Goyim. Ma Ra, what did Eidish to see? Ra Zayim Mitzvah Shekiblo Aleim Bnei Noach, Vloi Kaim, Shem saw that the Bnei Noach were Mekabel, the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, but they weren't keeping it. Kivin Shalai Kaimun, being that they weren't observing it, Omad Vayitiron. He was Matrit for them. The Gemara says, what? That's it? So, it's a nice way out of having to do mitzvahs. Don't keep it, and then it's going to end up in your mutter. So the Gemara has a whole shakl of attire, and the Gemara says at the end, Elo loy melucha, what does it mean? She'im mekablin aleim schar ke mitzvah v'oisa, elo kemi she'ein ha mitzvah v'oisa. That means that the Bnei Noach stopped keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Omad vihitiron. Hashem was matter it. Now, not matter it that they don't have to keep it, but on some level, they're no longer viewed as a mitzvah v'aisa, but rather they're viewed as an ein mitzvah v'aisa. And Reb Chanina said, God al mitzvah v'aisa yosef mishein mitzvah v'aisa, so they lose out on having that schar of an ein mitzvah v'aisa. Says the Brisker Rav, you see from here, that on some level there was an Amad Vehitiram. Now, where was it manifest to Amad Vehitiram? It was manifest that they're no longer viewed as Mitzvah Vaisa. Now they're going to be viewed as an Eina Mitzvah Vaisa. But on some level, even though Hashem gave Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach to Adam Arishon and to the B'nei Noach, etc., etc., but there was an Amad Vehitiram. And because of the Amad Vehitiram, it's there. There's some klishos, the sefelt epis. There's a chisorin in their ikur chiyuv. V'horaya, they don't have a din anymore as a mitzvah v'aisa. They have a din of an ein mitzvah v'aisa. Like the Lashon HaGemara, Omad v'hitiran, Hashem was matur, on some level. So being that you see there's some weakness in the chiyuv, it's dafka over there that there's an opportunity for there to be a kabbalah. And the kabbalah of the Ger Toshav, said the Brisker Rav, is reinstating a real chiyuv, sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach, that doesn't have in it that weakness of the omad v'hitira. It's true, a ben nayach is mechuyiv to keep the sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach. But his chiyuv is a little shvach. The reason his chiyuv is a little shvach is because it was an omad v'hitira. We spoke at in the beginning of the Masechta, the Pnei Yeshua and a tshuva. Pnei Yeshua says that even though it's mevur in the sugya is a Masechta Avodah Zarah, that just like there's a lifnei yivel, they see if someone's machshel or yid to do an aver, there's a lifnei evil isita michshel if someone's machshel or goy to do an aver. The Gemara has one side that the whole beginning part in the sechtes avodah zarah is related to lifnei evil isita michshel. The Gemara wasn't sure why lifnei yedayim. Maybe lifnei evil. You see, there's a lifnei evil even when it comes to ben ayach. But the Bnei Yeshua said a big chiddush. He said that the lifnei evil by a goy is only midrabanan. It's not midayraisa. Why? He says the Bnei Yeshua because being that omad vehitiron, so on some level, the Bnei Noach are not viewed as Mitzvah Voisa. If they're not Mitzvah Voisa, it's not a real Michshol. If it's not a real Michshol, it's not going to be a real Lifnei Iver. Leisita Michshol. Chassam Sofer Netshuva argues with the Bnei Yeshua. He says it was only regarding Schar that there was an Amav Yitiran. But in terms of the Iker Chiyav Avada, but the point is, you see certainly from the Bnei Yeshua, and even the way the Chassam Sofer understood it, that there was on some level an Amav Yitiran. So if on some level there was an Amav Yitiran, Memel, there's Makam now for the Kabbalah to come, and for the Kabbalah to say that no, now the Bnei Noach are going to be mechuyev, but they're going to be mechuyev without this klishos, without this omad v'hitir. Emes is, Skorov said, that if you take a look at the Lashon HaRambam, in the end of Perek Ches, Hilchas Malachim, so the Rambam says as follows, Moshe Rabbeinu lehinchel ha-Torah v'amitzvos el Yisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah, he gave it only to the Yidin. Shenema meirosh akilas Yaakov. What if somebody from the Shara Umos wants to latch on to Klal Yisrael? He can't. Chol ha-roitzel is gayer m'shara Umos, he can join, aber misha leiratza in kaifenoitzai the kabbal Torah mitzvahs. We don't force non-Jews to keep Torah mitzvahs because Torah mitzvahs was given to the Yidden. It wasn't given to the goyim. Says the Rambam. He continues. Vechein tziva Moshe Rabbeinu pi agvura. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mitzava Moshe Rabbeinu lakuf es kol baya olam to force all the baya olam lekabel kol mitzvahs shenitzdaven noach to be mekabel all the mitzvahs that the bnei noach were previously commanded to do. Vechol misha loy kibel, anyone that doesn't make this kabbalah yehar. Someone that makes this Kabbalah, takes that plunge, who anikur ger toishav b'chamakon, he's considered a ger toishav, v'tzorich l'kabal olav, b'fnei shloisha chaver. Says the Brisker Rav, what's pshat in this Rambam? Moshe Rabbeinu was nitztava to give tayag mitzvahs to the Yidden, and he was also nitztava to tell the Bnei Noach that you now have to be mekabel the sheva mitzvah Bnei Noach. Which sheva mitzvahs? The sheva mitzvah that you always had. So the Brisker Rav said, I'm going to explain to you the rest of the story. Just put the puzzle, the pieces of the puzzle together. It's very, very simple. Bnei Noach always had sheva mitzvahs, but b'shas matan Torah, it was omad v'hitiran. And omad v'hitiran now said that there's a chesaron in the Kabbalah. Therefore, there's a concept, there's a musag of a ger toshav, meaning because now, in order to really be chayiv in sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach, the only way it's going to happen is it's going to happen ayidei kabbalah. Then the Rambam famously says, "Kol mekabel sheva mitzvos v'nizer la'soisam harezem mechasidei umes oilam v'yesh lechelik leilam abatz." This was a Rambam we spoke on many times when we learned Perek Chelik. And then the Rambam says, "Vusha yekabel oisam v'yasa oisam neshetziva me'akadosh baruch hu b'toyra v'idiyanu ayidei moish rabbeinu shebnei noach mikoydem netzdavu behen." Avol im osam ibnei hechra das, if a person keeps the sheva mitzvah ibnei noyach, says the Rambam, he's from the chesidei umay so'olam, he has a chelik in olam ha, but only if he does it machmas shetziva hakel. If he does it ibnei hechra das, because he feels like it's the moral, ethical thing to do, that doesn't merit him a portion in the world to come. Says the Rambam, but listen to his lashon, now that we're learning the sugi of ger toshav. Im osam ibnei hechra das, ein ze ger toshav, ve ein me chesidei umay so'olam, elam yichachameh. Rambam keeps on talking about kol ha-mekabel sheva mitzvahs, vushe yikabel oisam v'yasa oisam. And then at the end he says clearly that if he doesn't do it with the Kabbalah, he's not a ger toshav. In order to be from the chesidei umay so'olam, you have to be a ger toshav. So ger toshav and chesidei umay so'olam, they're locked, they're interlocked, they're one and the same. You can't be from the chesidei umay so'olam without being a ger toshav. That's the tifkat in that Rambam, where the Rambam talks about the chesidei umay so'olam. And he says, in order to be from the chesidei umay so'olam, you have to do it machmash atziva akel. What's the tifkat? You have to be a ger toshav. And in order to be a ger toshav, there has to be a kabbalah, it has to be machmash atziva akel. Regardless, the Brisker Rav said that's the beer and how it passes a kabbalah for the bnei noach regarding the sheva mitzvahs, even though it's something that they're anyways mechuyev to do. That's the first ha'ara. The second ha'ara, this is really, really geshmak. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch is, in Hilchis Tfilin, Simen Lamites. So Mechaber says as follows, Tfilin shekos von e'ever. If an Eved writes tefillin, a Isha, a woman writes tefillin, a Katan, I feel a Gia Lechinuch, a Guy, a Kuti, a Mummer, Lavi Dezara, a Meiser, Psulin. The halacha is that tefillin is possible. So all the aforementioned people, if they write tefillin, the tefillin is going to be possible. The Magen Avraham brings from the Darki Moshe. Darki Moshe, of course, is the Rama, and it's Pirish on the Torah, that the Neda Diuk, that Lechura, why didn't the Shulchan Aruch also mention a ger toshav and a mamzer? So the mechaber is going through a whole list of people that are possible to write tefillin. Eved, isha, katan, goy, kuti, mummer, even a moiser is not allowed to write tefillin. But the mechaber didn't say anything about a ger toshav, and the mechaber didn't say anything about a mamzer. And says the Magen Avraham, it's a shtickle adiyah, because l'chura you could have argued that the Shulchan Aruch should have mentioned them as well. What would be the basis to mention it? Based on Loshana Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Sefer Torah. So in Hilchas Sefer Torah, it's a Yerideya Simen Reish Pei Aleph. Over there, the Mechaber is talking about who's kosher and who's possible to write a Sefer Torah. And you have a similar Loshan. Sefer Torah Shekosvi, Moiser, Evet, Isha, Katan, Kuti, Yisrael, Mumer, Psulim are all going to be possible. Mechaber continues and said, Sefer Torah Shekosvi, Mamzer. What if a Mamzer writes a Sefer Torah? Yesh Poislim. Some say it's possible. For who I didn't get Toshav, adds the Ramah. So Lechura, in Simen Reish Pei Aleph in Yerideya, over there, the Shulchan Aruch says that a mamzer and a ger toshav can be added to the list of people that are possible to write a sefer Torah. So the Magen Avraham, quoting the Darkei Moshe, was medayik. Then how come in Hilchas Tefillin it doesn't say anything about a mamzer and a ger toshav? Says the Magen Avraham, it sounds to me like it's cholok. And enochinami, a mamzer is possible to write a sefer Torah. A ger toshav is possible to write a sefer Torah, but a mamzer and a ger toshav are going to be kosher to write tefillin. It stopped to say for Torah, not tefillin. What's the beer? The beer is based on the Mordechai that's quoted by the Shach in Hilchas Sefer Torah. The Mordechai says, that why is it that a mamzer is not allowed to write a sefer Torah? Why is it that a ger toshav is not allowed to write a sefer Torah? So he says, very interesting. The Mordechai says, because if a mamzer is writing a sefer Torah, when he gets to the pasuk that says lo yavoi mamzer bekal Hashem nechbas ve'inei koisav ha'askar, he's going to get very scared. Lo yavoi mamzer bekal Hashem, he's the sefer. He's not going to write that with kavana. The bekal Hashem, the askar, is not going to have the proper kavana. Nechbas ve'inei koisav ha'askar lishma afilu omar niskavanti anan tzadi shol nischat. And for that reason, it's possible. Ger Toshav is the same thing. When it comes to the pasuk that says, Loisoichel kol nevela, like Ger Hashem b'sharecha titnenu, ki am kodesh atel l'Hashem l'kecha, as if the Ger Toshav is not part of the am kodesh l'Hashem l'kecha, he's nechbaz, ve'inu kozav ha'askar l'shma. It's for that reason it's going to be an issue. Tain is the Magen Avraham. That's only an issue when you're writing a Sefer Torah. Because in a Sefer Torah, you have the pasuk Loyovim Mamzer B'Gal Hashem. In a Sefer Torah, you have the pasuk of Loisoichel kol nevela, like Ger Hashem b'sharecha titnenu, ki am kodesh atel l'Hashem. But when you're writing tefillin, you don't have those psukim. Tefillin have the parshias of tefillin. It doesn't have those psukim. Being that those psukim are not mentioned, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. It's not going to be. Freik the prima godin. And freik the machzah shekel. I hear very geschmack. Very geschmack of halacha. The distinction between hilchas sefer Torah and the distinction between hilchas tefillin. But there's a problem. One of the people mentioned that I'm not allowed to write a sefer Torah. Tefillin is an isha. Why can't an isha write tefillin? Because we darshan ukshartem uksaftem.
This is the most elementary halacha in the chasvil. Someone that has mitzvahs tefillin can write tefillin. Someone that doesn't have mitzvahs tefillin cannot write tefillin. An isha is not chayv in tefillin. As a result, she can't write tefillin either. Freik the machzis hashekel and freik the prima gadin. It's tzarichin god. Does a ger toishav have mitzvahs tefillin? Of course he doesn't have mitzvahs tefillin. A ger toishav is someone who's mekabel shevet b'nei nayach. Till is not one of the shevet b'nei nayach. Being that he doesn't have mitzvahs tefillin, he's ain't a b'kshira. If he's ain't a b'kshira, he should be ain't a b'ksiva. So who cares that you don't have the pasuk of loyseichel kol neven ki'am kadosh atu l'Hashem alikecha? But at the end of the day, it's so pasuk, this is aleph beis. It's ain't a b'kshira, and ain't a b'kshira is ain't a b'ksiva. So what's the havamina that a ger toishav should be able to write tefillin? As I freak the machzah shekel, as I freak the prima gadim, and they blibe tzorich here. Stating that, there's a very mechudesh digeteret on the side of the Shulchan Aruch from the Yad Ephraim. But before the Yad Ephraim's mechudesh digeteret, there's a very important bir halacha that's kedai to mention, and everything is going to come together really, really nicely. That is, in Simen Dalet Shin, also known as Simen Shin Dalet, in Hilchos Shabbos, so the discussion over there is Al Eze Eved Mitzuva Al Shvisasi. So we know in the Torah, Yid has to keep Shabbos, he has to make sure his family keep Shabbos, even his ketanim have to keep Shabbos, even his avadim have to keep Shabbos. And the halacha, it's a very long, three se'ifim, but it's a very long sif aleph, discusses what type of eved has to keep Shabbos. So back in the day, people really had slaves, and those slaves, adoin was mitzvah al shvisasi. He had to make sure that he was going to keep Shabbos. But if he's not a real slave in the slave sense, then he's not going to have that same obligation. And the Shulchan Aruch makes different distinctions between an eved, and there's a special halacha for a ger toishav, and a regular guy. That's when you have the halachas of Amir la'akum. The Magen Avraham, at the end of that simon, after a whole long simon discussing these technical halachas, says the Magen Avraham that he's mesupik. If you would have a yid would have a worker, not an eved. You would have a regular employee. And that employee was mekabel that he was going to keep all the mitzvahs that an eved kanani is obligated to keep. Would the adoy now be mitzvah al shvisasai, or would he not be mitzvah al shvisasai? Okay. If an adoy, a haimisha yid, has an eved kanani, the halach is he has to make sure that his eved kanani keeps Shabbos. It's an obligation that he has as the adoy to make sure that he keeps Shabbos. What if he has an employee, a butler? It's not an eved, but he's a butler. He works for him, he pays him. And this butler, who's an Eina Yehudi, was mekabel on himself that he's going to keep all the mitzvahs that an Eved Kanani has to keep. Says the Magen Avraham, nearly the Ein Rabbi Mitzvah Al Shvisasa. I don't think he's going to be Mitzvah Al Shvisasa. Even though he made this Kabbalah, it's not the same. An Eved Kanani, you're Mitzvah Al Shvisasa. But to the extent you're not an Eved Kanani, you're not going to be Mitzvah Al Shvisasa. Break the beer, halacha. How do you even read this Magen Avraham? He says, I'm struggling how to read the words of the Magen Avraham. There was a half a minute to the Magen Avraham that if a guy makes a Kabbalah, that he's going to keep mitzvahs. That an Eved Kanani is mechuyven? Eved Kanani is mechuyven, all mitzvahs that a woman is mechuyven. So if he makes a kabbalah that he's going to keep all the mitzvahs that Noshem Achayven, all the mitzvahs that an Eved Kanani is mechuyven, somehow that changes his status, he now somehow becomes like an Eved Kanani. There's a chiddush ha-Torah of a gerus of an Eved Kanani that he's chayven mitzvahs of ish. But if you're not an Eved Kanani, you're either a yid or you're not a yid. To be a yid, you have to be born to a Jewish mother, or you have to be a ger tzedek. You have to be mekabel all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And if you mekabel all the mitzvahs, with the exception of even one, it's a gemara, in mesechtes b'chayres daf lamed, ein yehudi sheba lekabel all of divrei Torah, chutz midover echad, ein mekabel on oisai. Then you're out. So what's this idea, this new bria that the Magen Avraham is handling, and tucked away at the end of a simon, and simon dalet shin, and hilchos Shabbos, that what if you have a guy who was mekabel mitzvahs, that guy is a nar, I don't know what he is, but the point is that he's definitely not an Eved Kanani, and he's not a yid, so what he is a regular guy, you have the halachas of Amir la'akum, whatever the halachas of Shulchan Aruch are, for an employee that's non-Jewish, that's living in a yid's house. But what was this havamina? Zok debir halacha, I'm going to tell you a chiddush neiro, what exactly the Magen Avraham meant. You know what the Magen Avraham seems to be saying? We know there's something called a ger toishav. What's a ger toishav? He was mekabel shevet mitzvahs b'nei noach. I think the Magen Avraham held that if a ben noach decided that he wants to be mekabel 8 mitzvahs, or 9 mitzvahs, or 100 mitzvahs, or 248 mitzvahs, or 365 mitzvahs. Let's say he decided that he wants to make a kabbalah, he wants to make a kabbalah more mitzvahs. Could be he could do it. The chiddush of Ger Toysev was not limited to the Sheva mitzvahs Mnei Nayach. It could be there's a concept that a guy has an ability to be makabel as many mitzvahs as he wants. The minimum is 7. If you don't keep 7, then you're not a Ger Toysev. But on top of the 7, Kala Moisef, Hareza Meshubach, and you can go ahead and you can add more. So there is a concept, says the Bir Halacha, Ulai, that a Ger Toysha, who was already Mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs, decided that he wants to add. I'm going to add another. He's taka not a Ger Tzedek. He's not a Yid. That's not the Vart. We don't look at him as an Evet Knani. That's a different concept. What he is a Ger Toysha. No, normal, a Ger Toysha is Mechuyiv to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs that he was Mekabel. This Ger Toysha is going to have more than that. So at the end of the day, you want to know what he is. His DNA test is going to say he's a Ger Toysha. He's not a Ger Tzedek. Ger Tzedek has Mekabel everything. He's not Evet Knani because he's not Evet Knani. Because Lincoln freed the slaves, so he's not an Evet Knani. Can't. What he is a Ger Toshav that Grad is Mechuyev to keep more than Sheva Mizmeinach. Zok to Bir Halacha. You know what I think the Magen Avraham's Makar was? What was his Makar? Shitas Acherim in the Gemara. Because he had a Shitas Acherim. Acherim held on. What's the definition of a Ger Toshav? It's someone that was Makabal all the mitzvahs in the Torah with the exception of Nevela. Zok to Bir Halacha. You see in Shitas Acherim this concept. You see that it's Shayach to be Makabal to keep Shabbos and it creates a real Kabbalah. There's a Kabbalah to keep whatever halach it's going to be. Chutz mi nevela. Because the Torah says, like, Gerash Shabbos Rechet Tneno. So you can't be Mekabel Nevela. You're going connected to the Torah. The Torah says, no, you get the Nevelas. But the point is, you see that there is an idea of being Mekabel more mitzvahs. So Zok Tiber Halacha, even though we don't paskin like the Acherim, we paskin like the Chacham. But at the same time, that Hamia, that Nakuta says the Tiber Halacha, that's probably where the Magen Avraham got it. There's an idea that you could be Mekabel more than Sheva Mitzvah. Al Kapanu, what do you have over here? You have a Magen Avraham that held a Chiddush Neira. That although the Halacha of a Ger Toshav is kol shekibul all of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach. That's the bare minimum. But if a Ger Toshav wants to be Mekabel more than Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach, he could. It's a real Kabbalah. He's going to be Mechuyev. He's a Mitzvah V'Oysa, quote unquote, albeit as a Ger Toshav. He's going to have the same status of a Ger Toshav. Let's go back to the other Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Siman Lamed Tes. The Magen Avraham was Medayik. He brings him with the Dark Yemesha. But he was Medayik. That in Siman Reish Peyalef and Yeriday Hilchas Sefer Torah, the Mechaber says that a Ger Toshav, that a Mamzer can't write a Sefer Torah. In Hilchas Tefillah, he doesn't say that. Mechaber is a whole list of people that can't write a Sefer Torah, and he doesn't mention Asher Nogeh L'Inyaneinu a Ger Toshav. Why didn't he mention a Ger Toshav? Zok to Magen Avraham, Vaistois, a Ger Toshav really could write a Sefer Torah. Why? Because he doesn't have the problem of the askaris that I mentioned in the Shach, B'Shem Amortcha and Reish Peyalef and Yerude. Frank the Prima Godin, Frank the Machzah Shekels, Tzorachi and Godin. What's going on over here? Kol Sheyesh and B'Kshiri Yesh and B'Ksiva. Why is it different than a woman? A woman is a full-fledged Yid. She can't write a Sefer Torah. What's the reason? Because she doesn't have a Mitzvah Stilin. Her Ger Toshav doesn't need to have a Mitzvah Stilin. So this is my own Tzushtal. I think it's the Magen Avraham L'Shitasai. It's Pashit. It's the Magen Avraham L'Shitasai. The Bir Halacha was Mechadish in a Magen Avraham in Siman Dalitshin. That there is a Ger Toshav that's Mechuyev in Tefillin. You know how? If he was Mekabel. That's where it chapped in Afgamina. What would be if a Ger Toshav made a Kabbalah? He said that I want to be Mekabel Mitzvah Tefillin. Now he's already Mitzvah Voisah Mitzvah Tefillin as a Ger Toshav. So he's a Yeshnei B'Kshira. If he's a Yeshnei B'Kshira, he is a Yeshnei B'Ksiva. Therefore, Taka will be kosher. It's the Magen Avraham L'Shitasai. What was the kasha? What's the Havamina that a Ger Toshav should be able to write a Sefer Torah? He's an Eina Mitzvah Voisah. That's not true. Magen Avraham L'Shitasai. He held it's shayach to have a Ger Toshav that's going to be mechuyev. Until not every Ger Toshav, but it's possible that there is a Ger Toshav in the world that's mechuyev. How so? If you made a kabbalah, if you look at the Yad Ephraim on the side of the Gemara, he says this beer in the Magen Avraham. He doesn't quote the Magen Avraham L'Shitasai, but he says the pshat in the Magen Avraham must be that if the Ger Toshav was mekabel, if he was mekabel to put on tefillin, he becomes a mitzvah va'isa. He's now a yeshnei b'kshira. What's the precedence for that? Time is the Bir Halacha, Chafetz Chaim. The precedence for that is the shita of the chachamim. And this brayso on daf samach dalet on the base. Either way, just a little bit of a deeper understanding as it relates to the Ger Toshav. Number one, the lumdus of the brisker rav. What does it mean? Ben Noach was mekabel to keep the Sheva Mitzvah Neich. He anyways has to keep the Sheva Mitzvah Neich. It's based on the Gemara of the Zohar daf is on the base. Rav v'yater goyim amad dihitiron. They have a din of a mitzvah va'isa, which means that on some level there's a klishus There's a klishus, there's a schwachkeit in the Kabbalah, we're showing through the tshuva of the Pnei Yeshua, that there's no lifnei iver midai raisa, because on some level we look at him as a eina mitzuva va'isa. When the Rambam talks about the chasidei umayisa oilam, that it has to come from a real place, it's because the Rambam held only a ger toishav could be from the chasidei umayisa oilam, which means it was a Kabbalah, which means that it's coming from, it's not punked, he's a decent guy, and that's why he does. No, it's coming from a much deeper place. That's the tifkeit in understanding how you can become a ger toishav. Then we have this chiddush of the Magen Avraham, the churitz of Magen Avraham, in two places, Magen Avraham in Erechaim Simen Lametes in Hilchas Tefillin, and the Magen Avraham in Simen Dalet Shin in Hilchas Shabbos, the way the Bar Aloch explains it, that a Ger Toshav at the bare minimum has to be Mekabel not to keep the Shabbat Mitzvah Tanei Noach. But really, this idea of Kolam Marba HaRezim Meshuvach, that if he wants, he can be Mekabel more, he can be Mekabel more, and whatever he's Mekabel, he becomes a Mitzvah V'Oisa, albeit as a Ger Toshav. To the extent that the Magen Avraham had a tzad that maybe you can look at him differently in Hilchas Shabbos as it relates to Shvisas Avodim, and to the extent the Magen Avraham tainas halacha l'maisa that a ger toishav would be kosher to write tefillin, even though everybody knows you have to be a yesh nebikshir, Aviv Vayi, he made this Kabbalah, hacha b'mayaskinon, he has a din as a yesh nebikshir.